Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Lamini LM, a diverse herd of distilled models from large-scale instructions. Authored 2023 by Minghao Wu, Abdul Wahid, Chiyu Zhang, M. Abdul Majd, Alham Fikri Aji. Abstract. Large language models, LLMs, with instruction fine-tuning demonstrate superior generative capabilities. However, these models are resource-intensive. To alleviate this issue, we explore distilling knowledge from instruction-tuned LLMs to much smaller ones. To this end, we carefully develop a large set of 2.58M instructions based on both existing and newly generated instructions. In addition to being sizable, we design our instructions to cover a broad set of topics to ensure a thorough investigation of our instruction data demonstrate their diversity, and we generate responses for these instructions using GPT 3.5 Turbo. We then exploit the instructions to tune a host of models, dubbed Lamini LM, of varying sizes, both from the encoder-decoder as well as the decoder-only families. We evaluate our models both automatically, on 15 different NLP benchmarks, and manually. Results show that our proposed Lamini LM are on par with competitive baselines while being nearly times 10 smaller in size. 1. Introduction. Large language models, LLMs, with instruction tuning are capable of generating remarkable outputs for a wide range of use cases. Wu Yang et al. 2022. Wei et al. 2022. San et al. 2022. Chung et al. 2022. OpenAI. 2023. However, these models usually have billions of parameters, which require massive computational resources for both training and inference. Brown et al. 2020. Topalan et al. 2022. Hoffman et al. 2022. Chowdhury et al. 2022. Kaplan et al. 2020. Suggest that the performance of LLM scales proportionally with model and dataset size. Consequently, scaling the models raises many issues such as those related to the energy footprint, Struble et al. 2019. Moreover, the accessibility of large models is a real concern for many NLP practitioners due to limited access to computing resources, Nityasia et al. 2020. In this work, we present Lamini LM, a collection of language models that are notably smaller in size than most existing instruction-tuned models. We develop Lamini LM models by employing sequence distillation, also known as offline distillation, Kim and Rush, 2016, from LLMs. Although similar attempts have been made in recent work, e.g., Towery et al., 2023, Chang et al., 2023, Anand et al., 2023, there are several gaps in this literature that we aim to address. Specifically, these works often, provide a small-scale distilled dataset, that is not necessarily diverse, and limited number of models, typically only one, without comprehensive evaluation nor analysis of the model's performance. Furthermore, many of the distilled models resulting from prior work tend to still be relatively computationally intensive. That is, parameters of these recent models usually range from 7B to 13B, making them difficult to deploy in resource-constrained settings, especially for under-resourced institutions. To alleviate these issues, we firstly generate a large-scale offline distillation dataset comprising 2.58M instructions, and then fine-tune a collection of language models to obtain the Lamini LM models, as shown in Figure 1. We collate instructions from various prior datasets such as Self-Instruct, Wang et al., 2022A, P3, San et al., 2022, Flan, Longper et al., 2023, and Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023. Additionally, we use ChatGPT, GPT 3.5 Turbo, to generate supplementary instructions, with an emphasis on diversity that adheres to the existing human-written instructions in the prompt. This approach is known as example-guided instruction generation. To further increase the diversity in the generated text, we also introduce the topic-guided instruction generation method. Subsequently, we use GPT 3.5 Turbo to generate responses for each instruction. After generating the dataset, we fine-tune several smaller language models with varying sizes, from 61M to 1.5B, and architectures, encoder-decoder and decoder-only. Furthermore, we compare different variations of models with the same architecture. Our work is also distinguished from previous research by providing a comprehensive evaluation of the resulting models. We assess the performance of the models on various NLP downstream tasks, in addition to manual human evaluation of the model's outputs. This analysis offers a more in-depth understanding of the model's strengths and weaknesses. Our contributions can be summarized as follows. 1. We release a large-scale instruction dataset that contains over 2.58 million examples. To the best of our knowledge, this dataset is the largest instruction dataset currently available in the NLP literature. Our instruction dataset is times 50 larger than the one released by Towery et al., 2023. 2. We explore the process of distilling knowledge from LLMs to various much smaller model architectures, resulting in a family of distilled language models. Our largest model and smallest model are times 110 and times 2,800 smaller than GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, respectively. 3. We conduct extensive experiments on both our proposed models and several publicly available LLMs. These experiments include automatic evaluation on 15 NLP tasks and human evaluation. Both our automatic and human evaluations show that our proposed models achieve comparable performance with Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, while being nearly 10 smaller in size. 2. Related work. 2.1 Instruction tuning. Instruction tuning is an emerging paradigm in NLP. This approach leverages natural language instructions along with language models to induce zero-shot performance on tasks that have not been seen before. There is a line of research demonstrating that vanilla language models can effectively follow general language instructions when fine-tuned with the human-written instructions, Weller et al., 2020, Mishra et al., 2022, Wang et al., 2022b, Wei et al., 2022, San et al., 2022, Yang et al., 2022, Parmar et al., 2022, Shalom et al., 2022, Chung et al., 2022, Yin et al., 2022, Gupta et al., 2022, Munighoff et al., 2022. Recently, Wang et al., 2022a, show that the model-generated instructions can be used for instruction tuning and effectively improve the vanilla language model's capability on responding the instructions. On top of this work, there is a number of works that instruction tune the vanilla language models on the model-generated instructions, Towery et al., 2023, Chang et al., 2023, Anand et al., 2023, Chen et al., 2023. In this work, we firstly generate the largest instruction dataset to date generated by GPT 3.5 Turbo, and then fine-tune a collection of language models to obtain our LM-mini-LM models. 2.2 Knowledge distillation. Knowledge distillation is a process used to train a smaller model, referred to as the student, by learning from a larger model, known as the teacher, Hinton et al., 2015. One of the most commonly used methods of knowledge distillation involves training the student with an additional objective of matching the teacher's representation, such as logits, output probability, or intermediate activation, San et al., 2019, Zhao et al., 2020, Mirzadeh et al., 2020, Wang et al., 2020, Zhao et al., 2022. For sequence-to-sequence or generative models, Kim and Rush, 2016, introduced the concept of sequence-level distillation. This approach involves generating a synthetic output by running inference with the teacher model, which is then used to train the student model. This method more efficient as it only requires running the usually large teacher model once. Previous research has demonstrated the effectiveness of sequence-level distillation. For instance, Costa Jussa et al., 2022, used sequence-level distillation to reduce the size of an NLLB machine translation system to 600 m parameters. Similarly, by combining sequence-level distillation with model pruning and quantization, Benke et al., 2021, Bogoychev et al., 2020, managed to train a translation system that was approximately times 25 smaller than the teacher model without a significant decrease in blue score. In our work, we train our model on the output of GPT 3.5 Turbo, which can be viewed as a sequence-level distillation approach. While other researchers also train language models based on the output of GPT models, our work is distinct in that we train our model on a considerably larger dataset and distilled it into much smaller models. Furthermore, we provide various student models. 3. Dataset generation. We distill the knowledge from large language models by performing sentence, offline distillation, Kim and Rush, 2016. In this approach, the student model learns from the teacher's outputs. To create our dataset, we utilize several existing resources of prompts, including self-instruct, Wang et al., 2022a, and Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, as well as random subsets of P3, San et al., 2022, and Flan, Longper et al., 2023. Through this process, we generate a total of 2.58 million pairs of instructions and responses using ChatGPT, GPT 3.5 Turbo. We also perform an exploratory analysis of the resulting text. 3.1 Instruction Generation. We introduce two strategies to generate instructions in this section: the example guided and the topic guided. Moreover, we detail our approach to generating responses. Example guided instruction generation inspired by the works of Wang et al. 2022a and Towery et al. 2023. We design a prompt, accompanied by a few examples and constraints, to generate instructions. We include only 3 random examples and a limited number of constraints in each prompt, as shown in Figure 2. Instead of providing explicit restrictions on language, output length, and instruction types, we only instruct GPT 3.5 Turbo to generate a range of examples that conform to the given examples and adhere to the desired output format. For self-instruct, we randomly sample 3 seed tasks from self-instruct and generate 20 instructions at once to reduce the generation cost and denote the generated instructions as ISI. If the selected instructions are associated with the inputs, they are concatenated using a colon symbol to form the format $instruction, $input. For P3 and Flan, we sample 3 random examples from the same subset, as we observe that if the sampled examples are from different subsets, GPT 3.5 Turbo tends to generate more instructions based on the simplest example and often fails to match the required output format. Instructions based on P3 and Flan are longer. We only generate 10 instructions at once for P3 and Flan to avoid exceeding the output length limit. We denote the original set of prompts from P3 and Flan as XP3 and XFlan respectively, and then denote the generated instructions as AP3 and AFFlan respectively. Furthermore, we denote the prompts from Alpaca as XA, but they are not used in this stage because they are generated based on self-instruct seed tasks like XSI. Topic guided instruction generation. It is of concern that GPT 3.5 Turbo may not possess the ability to generate diverse text without explicit guidance. To address this concern, we collect several common topics from Wikipedia to guide the generation process. We first collect a total of 2.2 M categories from Wikipedia. These categories are filtered based on 2 requirements. Firstly, the category must consist of less than 3 words. Secondly, the category must comprise more than 10 subcategories and 50 pages. Upon manual inspection, we note that lengthy category titles are more likely to be associated with specific and niche information, while a common category can be divided into several subcategories and discussed across multiple pages. For instance, the category Machine Learning contains 35 subcategories and 200 pages. Squared after filtering, we obtain a list of 3.5K categories that serve as common topics. An example of the prompt with topics is presented in Appendix A in this study. We generate topic-guided instructions solely from self-instruct seed tasks, represented as X, SI. This decision is based on our observation that GPT 3.5 Turbo frequently struggles to produce the appropriate context for instructions. Conversely, examples from P3 and Flan typically contain extensive contextual information. Therefore, to maintain generation quality, we limit our topic-guided instruction generation to XSI. 3.2. Response generation. To perform sequence-level distillation, we generate responses from the instructions described in the previous section. We generate the responses for all the generated instructions, including XSI, SI, XP3, XFLAN. As we observe that GPT 3.5 Turbo is less capable of providing the necessary context for the instructions, we also directly generate responses for the collected instructions, including XA, XP3, and XFLAN. Hence, we denote the resulting pairs as DSI equals XSI, YSI, D, SI equals A, SI, White, C, DP3 equals AP3, IP3, OFLAN equals XFLAN, YFLAN, DA, NYA, YA, DP3, XP3, YP3, and DFLAN, XFLAN, YFLAN. Cubed, the complete dataset DAL is the union of all the aforementioned instruction response pairs. == 3.3 Exploratory data analysis. In this section, we conduct an exploratory analysis of the generated text. Our analysis focuses on several aspects of the dataset, including basic statistics, diversity, and human evaluation. 3.3.1 Statistics. P3, we present the dataset statistics in Table 1. As we claimed before, GPT 3.5 Turbo often fails to provide the necessary context for the generated instruction, given that the average length of AP3 and XFLAN is significantly short than that of XP3 and XFLAN. Another observation is that if the instructions are generated from the same source, such as self-instruct, the corresponding responses have a similar length. 3.3.2. diversity, semantic diversity. To explore the semantic diversity of the generated instructions, we sample 50,000 instructions from AC, XA, XP3 and XP3, compute their sentence embeddings using Sentence Transformer, Reimers and Gurevich, 2019, 4 and P3 visualize the TSNE of instruction sentence embeddings in Figure 3. We omit the comparison between FLAN and XFLAN as it yields the same results as the comparison between AP3 and XP3. We observe that XSI exhibits greater diversity than XA as shown in Figure 3A and IP3 is slightly more diverse than XP3 as shown in Figure 3B. It appears cubed. We denote the model-generated text as A, or Y, and the human-written text as X, or Y, except for YP3 and YFLAN that are also generated by GPT 3.5 Turbo. 4. Model signature. All MP net base V2. That this observation can be attributed to the enhanced generative capabilities of GPT 3.5 Turbo. Lexical diversity. We use moving average type token ratio, MATTR, Covington and McFall, 2010, to measure the lexical diversity with the window size of 50, because each subset of DAL varies in size and MATTR is free from the impact of text length. As shown in Table 2, the model-generated instructions given by GPT 3.5 Turbo are not as diverse as the human SI-written instructions X and XA generated by text DaVinci 003. It is noteworthy that ASI is more diverse than AS and Y.51 is the most diverse subset of responses, which demonstrates the effectiveness of the topic guidance. Furthermore, DAL illustrates the greatest lexical diversity, compared with all the subsets. 3.3.3. Human evaluation. We follow the human evaluation protocol given by Wang et al. 2022a, which categorizes the quality of the generated text into 4 levels. Rate A. The generated text is of high quality. Rate B. The generated text is acceptable but has minor errors. Rate C. The generated text has significant errors in content. Rate D. The generated text is completely unacceptable. More details about the human evaluation protocol are presented in Appendix C. We randomly sample 20 examples from each subset of DAL and one of the co-authors scores the generated text. In general, both the generated instructions and the generated responses are of high quality as shown in Figure 4. During the annotation process, we observe that examples from AP3 and XFLAN are much shorter than those from XP3 and XFLAN and their associated context are significantly shorter and easier, which confirms our observation in Table 1. Another noteworthy observation is that GPT 3.5 Turbo is even more prone to generated the responses with factual errors when we provide the topics. 4. Experiment. 4.1 Training LaMini-LM. We present LaMini-LM, a family of language models instruction tuned on our 2.58M instructions dataset DAL. We train two types of models, encoder-decoder and decoder-only, for architectural comparison. The size for both categories of models ranges from 61M to 1.5B to facilitate size comparison. The underlying models for initialization are from 5 sources, including T5, Raffle et al., 2020, Flan T5, Chung et al., 2022, Sarabera's GPT, Day et al., 2023, GPT-2, Radford et al., 2019, and GPT-Neo, Gao et al., 2021a. The details of our LaMini-LM series are summarized in Table 3. Experimental setup. We fine-tune all models over 5 epochs in a batch size of 1024. For our encoder-decoder models, we use a learning rate of 5 × 10⁴ following Chung et al., 2022. For our decoder-only models, we follow the same configuration as Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, including the learning rate of 2 × 10⁵. We use Hugging Faces transformers for training. Moreover, we use the same prompt wrapper as Alpaca, Towery et al., 2023, hence we also wrap our instructions similarly during inference. We perform all of our experiments on 8xv100, 32G, and 8xa100, 40G, GPUs. Our models are publicly available. 4.2. Model evaluation. We then evaluate the performance based on several downstream NLP tasks as well as human evaluation on user-oriented instruction. Automatic evaluation on downstream NLP tasks. We conduct a zero-shot evaluation on the downstream NLP tasks for our LaMini-LM. We use Language Model Evaluation Harness, Gao et al., 2021b, to evaluate our instruction-tuned models. 0.5. We select 15 diverse NLP tasks, covering QA, sentiment analysis, paraphrase identification, natural language inference, coreference resolution, word sense disambiguation, and sentence completion. The details for these NLP tasks can be found in Appendix D. Human evaluation on user-oriented instructions. The NLP tasks in Appendix D are designed for academic-oriented tasks and are focused on classification. To complete the evaluation, we additionally evaluate the practicality of both our LaMini-LM and our baseline models by utilizing the user-oriented instructions from Wang et al. 2022a, which consists of 252 instructions covering 71 commonly used apps use cases. In contrast with downstream NLP tasks, there is no single gold answer for many of these questions, therefore manual human evaluation is needed to benchmark the performance. We follow the guideline as in Appendix C for measuring the model's response quality. To reduce the annotation cost yet ensure the instruction diversity, we keep no more than 2 instructions for each app and manually filter out those instructions that are already covered in downstream NLP tasks, such as natural language inference, SEN5https://github.com/eleutherai/1-meter-evaluation-harness, Timent analysis, and summarization. Finally, we obtain a test set for human evaluation with 114 instructions. We organize a team of 8 human experts for human evaluation, with each expert responsible for evaluating the responses to 15 instructions across all chosen models. Arguably, human annotation is subjective. Thus, to ensure consistency, all model responses from the same instruction are scored by the same annotator, as the scores for that particular instruction is based on the same standard. 5 result and discussions. In this section, we provide evaluation result and discussion of LaMini-LM for both the downstream NLP tasks and human evaluation on user-oriented instruction. For NLP downstream task, larger models yield better average performance, as seen in Figure 5. Therefore, to save space, we present the broken down results given by the largest models in each group, Table 4. We also compare their performance with Llama 7B, Tuvron et al., 2023, and Alpaca 7B, Towery et al., 2023. Surprisingly, we also observe that the instruction-tuned models, including ours and Alpaca, always underperform their baselines on the record benchmark. We leave the further investigation of this observation to future work. Breakdown results of other models can be found in Appendix E. We present the human evaluation results in Figure 6. Similar to downstream NLP performance, larger models generally perform better. Interestingly, encoder-decoder models from T5 are performing exceptionally well, given their rather small size. Encoder-decoder versus decoder. Only the encoder-decoder LaMini language models, LaMini T5 series and LaMini Flan T5 series, outperform the decoder-only LaMini language models, LaMini GPT series, when the number of parameters is limited, less than 500m parameters. LaMini Flan T5 248m even outperforms Llama 7B on downstream NLP tasks. When the model size is higher, LaMini Flan T5 is comparable to LaMini GPT. Yet, both LaMini Flan T5 and LaMini T5 demonstrate strong human evaluation results for user-oriented instructions, despite their relatively small size. Especially, T5-based models of 200m parameters is competitive against LAMINI GPT 1.5b for human evaluation result. We recommend further exploration of the encoder-decoder architecture for language models, given their potential, as demonstrated in our experiments. GPT-2 versus Cerebras GPT. Among all the decoder-only models that we fine-tune, we observe a performance discrepancy among models that are of comparable size. Based on the results in Table 4 and Figure 5, LaMini GPT series is significantly superior on downstream NLP tasks compared to LaMini Cerebras, despite both having similar architecture and size. Even more, LaMini GPT of 774M is outperforms LaMini Cerebras 1.3B despite being half in size. We also observe similar results on human evaluation. Generally, vanilla GPT-2 also outperforms Cerebras GPT models of comparable size on downstream tasks, as shown in Appendix E. Therefore, there may be a correlation between the initial model's performance and the performance achieved after instruction tuning. T5 versus Flan T5. LaMini Flan T5 series exhibit better performance than LaMini T5 in the downstream NLP tasks. Considering the original Flan 5 is already instruct-tuned, this result is not surprising. But, the original Flan T5 performed poorly under general user-oriented instruction, hence improvement on that aspect is possible by further fine-tuning the model with a diverse set of instruction. After fine-tuning with our dataset, both LaMini Flan T5 and LaMini T5 achieve comparable performance according to human evaluation. Qualitative analysis. We present a comparison of model responses based on user-oriented human evaluation in Table 5 and Table 6. Our analysis reveals that the responses generated by La Mini LM tend to be shorter in length when compared to those generated by the Alpaca 7B model. This phenomenon can be attributed to the fact that we have imposed a constraint on the GPT 3.5 Turbo model to ensure that its responses are as concise as possible during the generation process described in Section 3.2. As shown in Table 5, La Mini LM correctly respond to the instruction and generate coherent responses with minor errors, while Alpaca fails to respond the instruction. However, La Mini LM hallucinate when responding the instruction, while Alpaca generates the response with accurate information. From both examples, we conclude that current language models are still prone to generate hallucinated and non-factual information. We present more discussions on the limitations of La Mini LM in Section 6. 6. Limitations. In this paper, we explore instruction tuning on various small-size language models and perform evaluation across multiple benchmarks. However, our work still has some limitations, model variations, compared with prior work on which they only provide one model and sometimes without any evaluation. Our work excels at providing analysis across different models with different configurations. However, our model set is still fairly limited. We only used T5, GPT-2, Cerebras GPT, and GPT-Neo as our base models. Filled circle model size. Currently, we only explore models up to around 1B parameters in size. It would be beneficial to additionally explore larger models to further see the performance trend and to better compare with prior work. Single turn dialogue. While our training data, as well as our user-oriented evaluation, consist of dialogue-like instruction, our models are not designed to handle multi-turn dialogue. Error propagation. Our models have been trained using distilled knowledge extracted from GPT 3.5 Turbo, thus inheriting all the potential risks associated with it. As shown in Table 5 and Table 6, La Mini LM models also exhibit the issue of hallucination. Additionally, during the human evaluation process, it was observed that La Mini LM models demonstrate inadequate performance when tasked with coding, mathematical problems, and instructions requiring logical reasoning. We leave these limitations to be addressed to the future work. 7. Ethical consideration. We demonstrate that training small language models on large-scale instruction can significantly enhance their performance on downstream NLP tasks, as well as in human evaluation. These instruction-tuned models exhibit superior performance compared to significantly larger models and are particularly adept at engaging in open-ended conversation. Despite these advantages, it is important to acknowledge that these instruction-tuned models are not fully aligned with human objectives. They may frequently generate discriminatory responses and propagate biases or other forms of discrimination originating from the teacher model. Moreover, as we detail in Section 6, these models often generate false information, which may have unintended consequences. To mitigate any potential harm arising from the use of these models, we intend to minimize the risks associated with their use in future research. We advocate for the responsible use of our models to prevent any harm. 8. Conclusion. In this work, we release a large-scale instruction dataset distilled from ChatGPT with more than 2.58 million examples. To the best of our knowledge, this dataset is currently the largest dataset of its kind. We explore distilling knowledge from LLMs to various smaller and more efficient model architectures. We refer to the resulting family of language models as La Mini, which includes 6 encoder-decoder models and 9 decoder-only models with varying model sizes. We also conduct a comprehensive evaluation in this work, including the automatic evaluation of the downstream NLP tasks and human evaluation. Both evaluation strategies highlight that our proposed models achieve comparable performance with Alpaca, Towery et al. 2023, while is nearly times 10 smaller in size. This work sheds light on distilling knowledge from LLMs to much smaller model architectures and demonstrates the potential of training efficient yet effective language models. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.